Blog Talk Radio.
Live day and time. So if you say Wednesdays at 7 p.m. every week, I go live. Being consistent with that day and time and letting your followers know that is extremely helpful. And I can attest to this because whenever I go live on a whim, it's
Hello, this is Cyrus.
Hi, this is Christine. We have LaVarne Addison Burton doing an interview with you, and Dr. Silas Norman.
Yeah, we're all set. This will be airing today at 1:30 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. How long do you want to speak to them for?
I'm going to go about 6 minutes.
Okay. I just want to make sure you understand her first name is LaVarne.
Got it. Thank you.
Not LaVarne. And Dr. Silas, his title is co-medical director.
Co-medical director for the American Kidney Fund?
Co-medical director, kidney and pancreas transplantation.
Oh, hold on just one second.
Yes, okay. He changed titles this morning.
Oh, okay. So he's the co-medical director...
Kidney and pancreas transplantation care unit, University of Michigan.
Okay, everybody, the first interview is going to be about 6 minutes. We're going to be speaking with Cyrus, and he's going to air it today at 1:30. So it won't be the morning, so I'm just going to have you keep your general, like, great to be with you, as opposed to good morning.
Okay, you ready to roll? You need more.
Yeah, we're all set.
Okay, hold on.
All right.
Good morning, Cyrus.
Hello. Thanks to the two of you for the time. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're going to go ahead and start the taping for you, okay?
Yes.
Great.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, celebrity interviews, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
Welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. For our radio audience tuning in here in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM and WYADonline.com, we're glad that you all can be with us. Also tuning in online worldwide thanks to our podcast at iHeartRadio and Amazon Music. We're glad you all could be with us as well. This is part of our News You Can Use segment here at WYAD, and today we're talking about kidney disease. Are you at increased risk for developing kidney disease or kidney failure? Well, your genes could provide the answer to that. The American Kidney Fund is highlighting APOL1-mediated kidney disease, or AMKD for short, and urging people to consider how where they're from plays a part in their genes and how it can impact their kidney health. The first annual AMKD Awareness Day is upon us, and joining us to talk about it today, we're excited to welcome LaVarn Addison Burton, who is the President and Chief Executive Officer of the American Kidney Fund. Also, we have Dr. Silas Norman joining us as well, the Board Chair of the American Kidney Fund. He's also the Co-Medical Director of Kidney and Pancreas Care Unit at University of Michigan. We're going to talk to them not only about the AMKD Awareness Day, but also where you all can go for more information. Thanks to the two of you for the time today. Really do appreciate it.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much for having us.
It's our pleasure. LaVarn, I want to begin with you, if you don't mind. Our audience may just now be finding out about AMKD Awareness Day. Talk to us more about what it is.
Okay. Well, as you said, AMKD Awareness Day will be observed for the first time on April 30th. We want to use this day to make people more aware of this disease and also more aware of the fact that where you come from or where your ancestors came from can affect your kidney health. AMKD is a genetic disease. All of us have two APOL1 genes. If you have variants in both genes, it makes you at increased risk for very aggressive progressing kidney disease.
And to that point then, Dr. Norm, I want to ask you about that because it was interesting for me when I was prepping for this segment. I did not know a lot about APOL1. So can you tell us who's the most at risk?
Sure, that's a great question. So the individuals who are most at risk are going to be individuals who are black, including African Americans, Afro-Caribbeans. In addition, some folks who are Latino who have ancestry from West and Central Africa, and then who also have these variants in the APOL1 gene.
So, Dr. Norman, since that's the case, and I know, again, when I was doing the research, I really found that fascinating. Why does kidney disease, including AMKD, affect communities of colors more, it seems?
Well, you know, people of all backgrounds, races and ethnicities, have kidney disease. But African Americans are more than four times more likely than whites to have kidney failure. And so that's what we're focusing on. And there are a number of reasons. Social drivers of health, systemic racism in our health system, all of these things play a part. In addition, we know that African Americans are more likely to have diabetes and high blood pressure. Those are the two leading causes of kidney disease. And African Americans also are less likely to be referred to a kidney specialist early on. And so that by the time they get to that specialized care, it may be too late to avoid kidney failure.
This is such an important conversation, and it seems like communication with our doctors, our medical professionals is important. Also, of course, knowing about our genes, and it was interesting for me to find out how, you know, the steps that we can go to be able to do that. So I want to ask the two of you, what steps can be taken to prevent kidney disease if APOL1 gene mutation is present?
So there are some general things all of us can do to minimize our chances of kidney disease. The first is to know our risk, of course, but beyond that, healthy diet, regular exercise, avoiding tobacco, not drinking alcohol in excess are all ways that we can stay healthier and are known to help minimize our risk of kidney disease.
LaVarne, you mentioned earlier that April 30th is, of course, the first annual AMKD Awareness Day. How can our audience kind of take advantage of that day? What would you like to see happen on that day?
I'd like to see people and families talking about this disease, because the first thing to realize is that the only way to determine if you have this gene variant is to get genetic testing. So if you are Black, African-American, Afro-Caribbean, Latino, and you have kidney disease, you may want to consider talking with your doctor or genetic counselor about kidney disease. In addition, we've gotten lots of information on our website to help you understand kidney disease and especially to understand AMKD and the role that it plays. That website address is kidneyfund.org/APOL1. Aware. So please come there and get the information, talk with your family, and if you need, get tested.
And we'll make sure that we link that up before our audience. Again, everyone, LaVarne Addison Burton and Dr. Silas Norman have been joining us not only to talk about the first annual AMKD Awareness Day, but the importance of understanding the role that our genes may play when it comes to kidney disease or kidney failure. I want to say thanks to the two of you for the great work you're doing. Thank you for spending some time with us today, and we'll definitely link that website up for our audience. And looking forward to speaking with you again.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you. And we thank you, our audience, for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live, part of our Newsweek and News segment here at WYAD. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb-Singh. As always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live, and let's go make today amazing. Take care.